Can we talk enough about the Lord to people? You ever get to a point where you just want to talk more about righteousness and holiness, Jesus Christ, the church? There's so much that can be said about religion and uprightness and morality. As I was thinking about some things to discuss on tonight, I was thinking about Sodom and Gomorrah. And before we get to Sodom and Gomorrah, I want us to consider just real quickly Noah and how Noah was a preacher of righteousness. You consider Noah and what he did as he was preaching, as he was building, the ark. That the Bible teaches us in Hebrews 11 and verse number 7 that his life condemned the world. Two messages there. We see that his message was enlightening people, warning people, drawing people into the ark to no avail. His very lifestyle, same difference, but it condemned the world because he was actually doing the will of God, yet people were not listening. They weren't listening to his words, nor were they listening to his actions. But then we think about Abraham. Turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis 18. And we consider this great man of God and how the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, according to verse number 20, was very grave. The outcry of their sin had come up before God. God was going to destroy them. And we see that Abraham goes to God and he says something very powerful in verse 25. He says, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Are you going to destroy the wicked with the righteous?" And so the Lord, and I love this about the Lord, if you find 50, if you find 45, if you find 40, if you find 30, if you find 25, all the way down to 10, if you find that many righteous, I won't destroy. Number one, we see that God does not want to destroy mankind. God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, Ezekiel 18. But also we see something about Abraham that's implied in the text. Abraham wanted to find these people. So he's talking. He's trying to find them. Well, here's the question I ask. As Christians, are we talking? Are we looking for people who are, well, have those righteous characteristics, if I can say it that way? People who really want to rear up their children the right way, but just don't know how. People who really want to have good marriages, but they're going to the wrong self-help books. People who really want to be upright and moral, but they keep listening to talk show hosts. So you come across some good people every now and then, and well, what does God want us to do? Does God want those people to be destroyed? Of course not, 2 Peter 3:9. God wants all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. And because of that, we need to be out there finding them, talking to them. This week, as I have been pondering the souls of men, it's been one of those weeks where I see certain people and they're a little sad and I don't know what it is. I just start weeping. When I consider those who are dying outside of Christ, it just causes me to weep now. And it makes me wonder, how much attention is the Lord's body really paying? How much attention are we paying to those who are lost? Do we actually see them as being lost? When a person dies outside of Christ, they're lost. And so as Abram is interceding, if you will, for Sodom, hopefully we'll do our part by putting people in the position to hear what God has to say concerning salvation, uprightness, morality, good living, good thinking. But they just can't hear us say it. Friends, they have to see us live it. And we owe them that. Let's end with one passage. Look at Titus 3 and verse 4. Titus 3 verse 4, Paul, he intrigues me. He's not like some people. Paul here says something very interesting. Matter of fact, verse 3. He says, for we ourselves were also once foolish. Now notice, he puts himself in the equation. We have to see ourselves as a people who once was like that. But we've been delivered. We've been saved. Our thinking is different. And because of that, we want to help others think differently as well. Because Jesus Christ is coming back one day. And he's going to take back those who have been faithful to him. And so, let's talk to people. Let's find them. Let's not take God's word, his message, and just go home with it. Let's be intentional as we're going out looking for lost souls, people who really want to do what is right, and help them find their way back home to God. Because that's why Jesus was sent. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want you to consider studying with us. Maybe you never heard this message before. Well, we guarantee you, if you sit down with us, we'll demonstrate to you the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We'll talk about the kingdom of God. We'll talk about repentance. We'll talk about righteousness and baptism. We'll talk about the one Lord, one faith. And we'll put you in a position where you can make a decision whether to follow Jesus Christ or not. But maybe you've been studying with someone and someone has demonstrated to you the plan of salvation, which is to hear the gospel, to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. To be willing to repent of your sins, confess Jesus Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins, and God will do something amazing. And that is to forgive you for everything you've done wrong. A clean slate, a clear conscience because of the blood of Christ. But for those of us who are Christians, we need to be praying for those in the world. As a matter of fact, if we really think about it, if we don't pray for them, who will? Because God hears the prayers of the righteous. As we stand, as we sing the sacred invitation.